The gap between what wealthy and poor districts spend on education in Pennsylvania doubled over the past 4 years. This is Multiple Choices, a Keystone Crossroads podcast that pulls back the curtain on issues of schools and money in Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Kevin McCrory, and today we're talking equity in Pennsylvania public education. According to a recent analysis done by the Associated Press, the equity gap widened from $750 per student to nearly $1,800 per student. Joining me to hash out this issue is Paul Sokolar, editor-in-chief and publisher of the Philadelphia Public School Notebook.
Hi, Kevin.
So this inequity in Pennsylvania, what drives it and how does it affect Pennsylvania students?
The basic issue that drives it is that Pennsylvania is still primarily funding its schools through property taxes. So overall in Pennsylvania, 35% of the money is coming from the state. 65% is coming from local sources. So you've got local districts that have widely different capacity to raise money locally and are mainly depending on the local property tax wealth to do that.
So other states, they spend more money at the state level through a broad-based tax like a sales tax or a personal income tax?
Exactly, yeah. Sales and income taxes, and they're putting a larger share of that revenue toward schools. And Pennsylvania, while the overall level of spending is high, just most of that money is coming locally. Pennsylvania is 44th out of 51, I guess, counting the District of Columbia states that are, in terms of the share.
But to your point, the total education spending that Pennsylvania provides through both state level, city level, county level is actually in the top 10 of the country. So what's the disconnect there?
I think the disconnect is this issue of equity, that you have districts that are spending over $20,000 per student. You have other districts that are spending as little as $10,000 per student.
How bad is the difference? Like when you go to a really wealthy district and you go into a school there versus when you go into a really, a low share district, a low property tax district, what's the difference in the classrooms?
So the AP analysis of that found that, and that was just done in 2014, found that districts in the top fifth, based on their average income, spent $4,000 more per pupil than those districts that were in the bottom fifth. So think about that $4,000 per pupil. If you've got a classroom average size of 25 kids, you're talking $100,000. $4,000 per pupil works out to $100,000 in the classroom. That's really enough to pay for another highly paid professional. So you could have two teachers for that classroom. You could have a counselor for that classroom in addition to the teacher. So $4,000 per pupil as a gap between the top fifth and the bottom fifth is a pretty substantial gap. Whether that's a problem, maybe some folks would argue that, some districts value education and, that's where that comes from. But it's clearly an inequity, it's an imbalance.
So it's people, obviously, but it's also, equipment and technology and, just the shape of the building,
facilities,
right? The infrastructure,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of things. And how do you think that all affects the students in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think when it comes down to it, you're talking about just students who are attending schools in vastly different circumstances. The range, I talked about a difference of 4,000 per pupil, but the range from the bottom to the top in Pennsylvania is we have a few districts that are spending around 10,000 per pupil. Those are mostly rural districts. At the other end, you have a few districts that are spending 20,000 per pupil. So you're actually talking twice as much money being spent in some districts as in others. So a lot of that difference in per pupil spending turns up in teacher salaries. We have really vastly different rates of teacher pay in different parts of the state. So that's, you know, that's going to be a big difference.
And of course, I mean, that begs a question. Does that higher teacher salary equate into better results or better opportunities for the kids in those classrooms, right?
Right, absolutely.
And your answer to that?
I don't think there's an automatic, you know, I don't think you can say in Pennsylvania that each dollar spent on teacher salary, each increased dollar spent on teacher salary is necessarily going to give you a higher quality teacher. But if you look at a regional labor market like Philadelphia's, where you've got, again, still very dramatic variations in how much teachers are getting paid, the folks who are at the districts that are at the low end of the spectrum are going to have a hard time maintaining their teachers because those teachers can go somewhere else. That is one of the districts. That is one of the issues that confronts Philadelphia in particular.
So some would say that focus shouldn't be on making sure that all districts spend like wealthy suburban districts, because that's never going to happen. Instead, the focus should be on making sure the poorest districts at least have enough money to provide kids with an adequate education. One of those folks is Donna Cooper, Executive Director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth, and the Secretary of Policy and Planning under former Governor Ed Rendell.
The question is, will we eliminate disparity or will we get to adequacy, right? And so I think what Pennsylvania needs to do is not keep its eye on disparity so much, but making sure the floor is coming up for the poorest spending districts so they're getting closer to that $15,000, $16,000 that needs to be spent per kid. By de facto, that will close the disparity.
Your reaction to Donna's point?
I think Donna's on target that there are really two ways to approach what is a fair funding formula. And, you know, one of those is to focus on the inequity, and another is to focus on adequacy. I think another aspect of that is that if you're focused on adequacy, from that standpoint, pretty much every district in Pennsylvania, all but maybe 25 districts, need a boost. So actually the pitch of focusing on adequacy is going to drive you toward putting more money into schools, at least, you know, in terms of the analysis. The landmark study on adequacy was the costing out study, which was commissioned by the state legislature in 2007. And that study found that 475 out of 500 districts were not spending enough to ensure that all of their students had a good crack at meeting the state standards for education.
And so, once that study came out, the legislature took it, under advisement, and they fixed all the problems, right?
Well, they took a shot at it, and for the last 2 years of the Rendell administration, the legislature and the governor were on track to roll out additional spending each year. Then the 2008 recession hit. And then there was also a change in administration, and the whole effort to follow the costing out this study was out the window.
Now, on the flip side, of course, there are conservatives in the state that insist that, you know, the conversation shouldn't just be about spending equity, but instead educational outcomes, which they say are often divorced from the gaps in per-pupil spending. Steve Miskin is a longtime spokesman for Republican leaders in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives.
Some districts are spending $8,000 and sending kids to Harvard. You know, exactly, just the question should not be always about funding, 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 but exactly what are you getting for your money?
Does he have a point, Paul?
I don't know about $8,000 and sending students to Harvard, but yes, absolutely. I mean, there's a possibility that districts can spend less and get results. It's not all about the money. I guess in my view, the kind of slogan that makes sense is that money is necessary but not sufficient. I don't know how much a district can do with $8,000 per student or $10,000 per student in terms of offering adequate education to large numbers of kids and to students in need. But certainly we want to make sure the money is being well spent.
You know, typically these conversations, I guess because there's just a major advocacy organization focus in Philadelphia, that Philadelphia becomes the epicenter of these conversations, but it's not just Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, right? There's other cities, other districts that deal with these inequities.
Right. And in terms of cities, we're kind of all over the map. Philadelphia is more in the middle of the pack, and then toward the bottom, you'll find Erie, Scranton, Reading, and a lot of rural districts. So the wealthy suburbs are clustered at the top, and cities are kind of scattered throughout.
So that's how it breaks down geographically. If we were talking about racially, you know, how white students compared to black students or Latino students, is there a figure out there or is there a study out there that sheds light on the inequities between those divisions?
Actually, yes, there is. Just this past year, a Philadelphian named David Mozenkis, who is a data analyst by day and also active in a group called Power, a faith-based community organizing group, parsed the data on how districts were spending. And I think everybody knows, it was no surprise that there's a upward trending line if you compare the level of poverty in districts versus the basic education funding. In other words, that the districts with more poor students get more money than the districts with fewer poor students. What was really interesting was he drew that line, and you have all these bubbles that follow that line for each district. And the bubbles that were white, meaning the districts were predominantly white students, were above the line, meaning that they, in general, had more than average, and the districts with predominantly students of color were mostly below the line. It was kind of a stunning image looking at that.
And with that, we'll conclude this episode of Multiple Choices. Paul Sokolar, publisher and editor-in-chief of the Philadelphia Public School Notebook. It's been a blast.
It has been. Thanks.